Yes. They said it wasn't going to happen, Tarek. They called me liar. They tried to defame me, Tarek. Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, comedian, actor, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How you doing, sir? First off.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
They said it wasn't going to happen, Tarek.
What are you talking about, Speedy? What the hell are you lying about now?
It wasn't going to happen. When I showed the recording from Jim Shooter's mouth, talking about Secret Wars was the next thing going to be happening in the Marvel Cinematic, next big thing happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They called me liar. They said it was too early. They said it was too early. And they were right, because we ain't going to get that for a long time. But, but it has been announced, ladies and gentlemen. It is official. It is official. We are getting Secret Wars in a couple years, and a whole bunch of other stuff that was announced at San Diego Comic-Con 2022. We're going to run it down, and we're going to talk about everything that's happening. And I'm super excited about all the announcements, man. And, you know, people say, first off, before we get into Marvel stuff, I want to talk about who didn't show up to San Diego Comic-Con, at least for anything interesting. our good friends at Warner Brothers, poor DC. What are we going to do with Warner Brothers, Tarek? Are we just going to let them be?
To be honest, if Black Adam does well,
yeah,
Warner Brothers stays afloat.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, the Shazam trailer looked a lot better than I thought it would.
You liked it. You enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I was a lot more intrigued with that trailer than I was with the previous Shazam movie. So as far as like how it ties into bigger things, you know, I'm not worried about that. I'm more of like to make the individual movie good thing.
Right.
So those two movies do well. They're straight. Mm-hmm. They're not going to catch, you know, there's no like catching Marvel, you know, like you can't duplicate. It's like doing auto-tone after T-Pain did it. Like, all right. So there's no catching.
You already got the innovator, right? Yeah. It has already been done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You can just make good movies and then hope for the best at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree. First off, big welcome to Mr. Joey Franchise. How you doing, sir?
What's poppin'?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. We're going to talk about all the stuff that was announced San Diego Comic-Con. But before we get into what's quite possibly going to be a pretty long show, because we got a lot to talk about, right? A lot of announcements that were dropped. We're talking about DC because we can't have a show, this kind of format of a show without talking about DC.
If you're going to start something, you know, you want to hear the bad news or the good news, you know, you kind of want to hear the bad news before.
Definitely. I don't know if there's any good news in all this other than, you know, we're going to get at least two movies, definitely. Black Adam and the sequel to Shazam. First off, did you like the trailer, Shazam trailer? Tarek already said how you felt about it.
I thought it was cool. I mean, the first movie was pretty solid, so I mean, I think they got a nice little, nucleus over there for the Shazam franchise that actually has some, you know, it's pretty hopeful for, you know, DC fans right there to kind of, you know, embrace and, you know, support and know that they have a franchise that can actually, you know, pretty much deliver. So it looked pretty solid, man. The new costume was pretty dope. I felt like the first one really wasn't for like my demographic per se. I mean, it was more like a teenager movie, a coming of age movie.
Right.
I just can't wait for it to get to a point where it's Shazam. Like it gets, you know, the characters get older and, you know, the kind of content in the movie is a little bit more, you know, adult and, you know, he can go up against Black Adam and it can get, you know, some not dark, but a nice happy medium.
A lot of the criticism is like, you know, they have these two characters with their powers is the same subset, comes from the same lore, and they're not quite yet. You know what I mean? I guess it looks like two completely different kind of movies. You know what I mean? When you look at what Black Adam's going to be doing, and what Shazam's going to be doing. I mean, you know, is there a rhyme or reason to what they're doing, Tarek, or are they just, you know, shooting it?
Yeah, Shazam is literally a 15, 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And Black Adam is an Egyptian, you know, warrior who's been around for forever. So
right.
I think that's always been the dynamic of we don't actually have, I mean, there's not a lot of Shazam fans or Captain Marvel fans out there. You know, it's like Speedy with you at Robotech. Like, people aren't really chomping at it.
I'm on a lonely island, tell you that.
So they can kind of go anywhere they want. There's not like a, there needs to be a dichotomy like Superman and Lex Luthor has or Batman and Joker have. They can kind of create it now. So I think, you know, the two different paths is actually pretty good, pretty well done. I think we're doing a Black Adam movie because The Rock wanted to do Black Adam. Mm-hmm. And he's The Rock. And he can demand that we do Black Adam. And no, I'm going to go watch it. And other people are going to go watch it. So yeah, Black Adam gets made.
I think what
makes me comfortable about the Shazam movie is the fact that The Rock is, you know, executive producing a lot of the stuff. He's doing a lot of, at least doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So he's kind of seeing where the vibe is going. And they're doing with that franchise what they should have been doing with all the other ones. It's kind of slow building, getting you familiar with the character, getting, you know, and growing with the character at that. And I think Shazam right now is doing a solid job of that leading up to, you know, going into Black Adam. Cause it's like, you know, we're still, you know, everybody's still warming up to the Shazam character again. You know, you can argue he might be popular, might not be as popular, but, you know, it's getting you comfortable enough knowing that after the success of the first movie, leading up to the second movie, and not just ramming The Rock into the sequel and be like, all right, let's just go for this. No, let's slow build it. Let's give Black Adam his story arc, and then by the fourth or fifth film, they clash.
No, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with all that.
Adam, they should have done with Apocalypse. Apocalypse should have his own film, mm-hmm. showing who Apocalypse was, and then bring him to the X-Men. But man, that's a great point.
I want to talk about the whole media. The media was like, oh, Marvel, you know, don't expect too much from Marvel, you know. Don't be, too disappointed when you don't hear about this and that. And then the other side for DC was like, oh, they're going to have Henry Cavill's going to be there. Zack Snyder's going to be there. It's going to be big announcements, dropping bombs. And it was a big, big fat fizzle, man. What do you think about what was all that about? Like, the whole media was like, I don't expect much from Marvel. Like, what was all that about? I'm still confused. Because we had Henry Cavill, no Zack Snyder, not anything for Flash, but that's another a conversation. Yeah.
There's too much controversy in the DC universe. Yeah. Even with it being put out there that Zack Snyder hired a bunch of bots to spam, you know, release the Snyder Cut.
Right.
So that was pretty interesting, but man, I never seen. I heard The Rock got some booze, man. I don't think The Rock been booed like that since.
I think it was a particular question. It was a particular question about Superman, and he kind of wiggled his way around the question, and he caught some booze for that. Yeah,
basically saying that he don't know who gonna play Superman, and you know, there was all that rumors flying around all weekend that Henry Cavill will make an appearance. That didn't happen, obviously, but. I don't know. I think with the Marvel stuff, I think they were planning on Marvel to drop a lot more than what they did at D23. Yeah. So I'm surprised they unleashed what they unleashed over the weekend instead of not at D23, even though they left some wiggle room in there because you saw a couple empty slots, which I think they're going to announce, and they're going to probably give Armor Wars a date at D23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna dive into that. We're gonna dive into all the announcements of the Marvel stuff, saving that for the gravy. I want to knock out all this DC stuff first before we move on to the good stuff.
Well, the question was, you know, what happened with the media stuff?
Yeah.
You see, media, like, we're the media, so we can come up here and say whatever. So it's not like a controlled.
It seemed like the narrative was very similar. Like, a lot of people,
insiders have stuff. It's like a lot of people say I'm hearing something and don't have to back it up. Some of them are valid, you know. But I think that's a lot of it. And it's a lot of it is wishful thinking. Well, like I would want Henry Cavill to show up.
Right.
Because he's one of your bigger faces for DC. And Marvel typically, historically, has not been at the Comic-Cons doing a lot past 4 or 5 years. So why would you expect it? You know, and they just both, I wouldn't say they surprised us. They did their plan. Like, I agree with you. Like, at D23, they're going to reveal some of those other empty titles.
Oh, yeah.
Followed their plan. It wasn't.
Yeah. No, I mean, Marvel definitely wasn't lacking their announcements. Talking more about DC, like oh, they're, you know, if they would have came with an official Man of Steel 2 announcement, you know, or at least it's in the works, I think they might have, like, said, oh, okay, DC.
The question you have to ask is, do you want them to do that, or do you want them to do good projects?
Ah, there you go. Well, yeah.
Sometimes the two are mutually exclusive. Mm. we can announce a bunch of stuff, but we need to do good projects, yeah.
I think
they've had
so
many shakeups over there that I think.
Right. No, that I think that's another big thing. They had a big shakeup there. They're still having a bunch of big shakeups there. And I don't think they have that Henry Cavill agreement in a contract form yet. You know what I mean? To even make that announcement. I think maybe they were working on it and hoping to get it the way they could do it. And it looks like it didn't. That's why maybe they kind of leaked it to the press. Hey, Henry Cavill might be there at San Diego Comic-Con. You know what I mean? And that's why it kind of like dissimulated that, you know, to us. And then it didn't happen because a deal didn't get finalized. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what happened. So we'll see what happens going in the future with DC. I hope everything goes well. Hope Black Adam's great. And I think Shazam's going to be fun too from the trailer. It seems to be, looks like it's going to be a fun movie at least. Just similar to
Super Pets is coming out. Super Pets will be out.
I was supposed to review it, but then I had to work at, Kids Day. Here in Tampa, Florida,
yeah.
But so I couldn't do the review for that. But hopefully it works out. Let's see. We got the people watching the show. New Shazam looks very, very mediocre. Very mediocre. All right. I don't disagree with you there, sir or ma'am. I don't disagree with you at all. Can't see you're probably in one of my groups. That's why I can't see your name. But welcome, big welcome to Michaela. Michaela, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about DC before we get into the Marvel stuff, so we ain't talking nothing Marvel yet, at least not a lot enough to get deep into the show. But first off, what did you think about all the DC stuff, or lack of DC stuff, and what did you think about the media hyping up a possible Henry Cavill showing up for San Diego Comic-Con and there being a no-show?
Well, I don't know if there's a no, but I never thought it was going to come out.
Okay. See, she didn't believe it.
I thought it was.
I believed it. I thought, man, sure, man. Why would it?
She did. I mean. I mean, it did come from reliable sources, so people were kind of misled on it. But it's coming from a reliable source. People like to be clickbaity. And maybe he is going to show up in Black Adam, but I really don't think Henry Cavill's coming anytime soon because DC doesn't even know what they want to do.
Yeah, I just don't think that they don't have a deal. I don't think that's just what it really boils down to. They don't have a deal. They don't have no contract, nothing. So, well, we'll see what happens. I wish DC well. Hope you know we hope that one day they get their act together and they're giving us great stuff and you know more than what's going to come right now. But let's talk about what the whole internet is on fire about. Let's go to our friends at Deadline here. Let's go to the official source here. And then I'll share also. Let's see if I can share the right tab here without ruining the broadcast. Let's see here. First off, we have Henry coming back. You know it's bad when Henry don't care about the check. Henry's still making money, man. He's making that Netflix money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be right, cuz.
Yeah, he's all right, man. The money's got to be right, you know. Let's talk about all the great announcements. So there's a little bit of the lineup there. The end of Phase 4, of course. What's remaining is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. We had should I run the trailer in the background here so we could talk about it, or we're just gonna run through it? I think everyone's watched it enough. Already,
yeah,
I don't think we need to run through it and give a discussion about it. But we got our first look at Namor. We got our first look at pretty much kind of what a little bit of what the plot is going to be, or at least the premise of the movie is going to be. What was your first reaction to the trailer, Tarek?
Man, I thought it was actually kind of moving.
Yeah? You like that? No woman, no cry? That
the mother, where she says, like, I lost my whole family. I'm the queen of the powerful nation, and I lost my whole family. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be real.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it was a very well done. There's always going to be people who are like, recast T'Challa or whatever.
T'Challa is like trending right now.
There's always going to be that. But I think knowing what they were going into, that trailer, it couldn't be any better, to be honest. They don't tell you who the Black Panther is going to be. That's a lot of reason people are going to be watching to figure out how that's going to play out. And they give you a little bit of the Atlanteans. And it looks dope to me.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, the Atlanteans are Mexican. Who knew it? Joey, did you like the Wakanda Forever trailer? What's your feeling? Your first impressions?
Out the gate, man. Visually, I thought it was amazing. And I think we're about to witness the genius that is Ryan Coogler putting this together and, you know, kind of, you know, going all in and you know, Marvel doing their due diligence and paying tribute and homage to T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, RIP. And I think you felt that out the gate from the No Woman, No Cry flip with the Kendrick Lamar All Right, which was honestly production-wise sounded amazing. And I can't wait to download that version because I honestly, like, need that in my catalog.
Yeah, yeah. You can rock that in a nightclub, you know, yeah.
Yeah, probably not in a nightclub. I'll probably do that brunch or something like that.
All right.
But I thought it was stunning. And like what Tarek said, Angela Bassett's, you know, dialogue with the, you know, I just felt that. Like that whole.
Yeah.
Like, whole
I like the
scene,
emotion.
I just felt that. Yeah. And
I love the emotion of the whole trailer.
And just the way, you know, aesthetically, like how, you know, the Atlanteans were, you know, us visiting Atlantis and. You know, seeing how Namor looked and you see him being born under the, you know, in the water. It was like visually stunning and leaving the question mark at the end, the cliffhanger, who's Black Panther?
Let's see what happens. So, Michaela, how'd you feel? What's your first reaction to the Wakanda Forever trailer?
I loved it. I mean, it was better than what I expected the first trailer to be. And I'm just so excited for this movie and to see like what they do post T'Challa, you know, passing. And honestly, it's a good mixture of the new versus honoring Chadwick, honoring T'Challa. And like Joey and Tarek said, it just looked great. And Ryan Coogler is going to really knock this out of the park, proving that he's probably the best director in MCU history.
Maybe he's the one.
Him and James Gunn right there. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe he's the one to do these Avenger movies. Let's see who wants to tackle Secret Wars.
No.
And the Russo.
He could stick with Black Panther. Not saying that he can't do it, but mostly because
who knows?
He probably is more of a focused on a singular story.
Right.
Director rather like very artsy, very, you know, emotion driven where like an Avengers film is just like a whole cluster of different heroes that doesn't really focus on a specific story that you could really dive into. And I think Ryan Coogler has strength is that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the Russo brothers did Community and the Avengers. You know, you kind of want that.
Right. Yeah.
You want to
balance. Yeah.
Does a spectacle well.
Yeah.
You know, you take even Creed, when he does Creed, it's like, it's a very artistic, character-driven, you know, moving film.
I felt like the emotion, like in a Creed movie, was in this Wakanda Forever movie. Like, you could feel it. You know what I mean? I thought it was really great. But you guys froze on me? Hello? Oh, I lost Tarek.
No,
Russo.
All right.
Maybe
you might lost Joe. No Russo Brothers films.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, definitely. So that was also announced or was in an interview, I guess. They said that the Russo Brothers are not attached to any of these new Avenger movies that are going to be coming in the future, at least right now.
They got Netflix money, too.
Yeah,
they're not gonna go back. I saw the Gray Man. I know.
I still haven't seen the Gray Man, so I want you to get into that. Give us a review for the Gray Man.
Me?
I haven't seen. Yeah, later on. after we get through this Marvel stuff.
Skip it.
Yeah, okay, dang. The quick review. Don't watch it. Let's get into it. So that's the end of Phase 4, and people are saying...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, Phase 4 has been kind of like mediocre, so-so kind of phase. What do you say, Tarek? You think it's gonna
It's like you give your pet dry food all the time, and then you give him some wet food. He's like, yo, what's this dry food shit you're bringing out? So the
I feel phase. Good, but I feel offended. I think that's me.
It's like, you know, it's still food, but this isn't. It didn't taste as good. It didn't go down as well. Phase 4.
Can I just say that someone asked me this weekend if I think that MCU is going downhill. And I said, at first I thought that the writing was iffy on some things, but then I'm like, our expectations are very high with the MCU and Marvel, so I feel like we're much harsher on things. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Phase 4 was pretty incredible still, because I'm looking at what Phase 2 was. And I'm like, although it was great films, I think that we can't really judge them like, oh, Phase 4 was so mediocre, when Phase 2 had Iron Man 3, which is, no.
Yeah, it's
Thor,
an movie.
The Dark World, which is, no. And then a good one, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is arguably the best MCU film. Guardians of the Galaxy, very, very good film. Avengers Age of Ultron, which was iffy. And then ending with Ant-Man. So if we're going to really judge phases, Phase 2 is pretty lackluster.
I mean, we're just going to expect this, Joey. We're going to get these phases that are, once in a while.
Yeah, I think this one has by far been the most feeling. Very, I wouldn't even say mid. I hate using the word mid.
Mid, sure. I'll take mid.
Let me just say, like, when you follow up with after a No Way Home, you know, big blockbuster movies like that. I mean, you kind of expect some movies to kind of be not as, you know, big as those were. But man, give us something in between also, you know what I mean? Like, give us a home run. So you kind of want to keep a balance. I think right now they're just trying to introduce so many new characters. But it makes sense now, because now they've officially called this the Multiverse Saga.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, but I will say Phase 4 has been the most underwhelming phase out of all the other phases. And, you know, and I thought like the one with Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy would be the, you know, the most probably like the downhill in the phases. But man, Guardians and Ant-Man ended up becoming, you know, two of my favorite, you know, franchises in the MCU. So I think Black Panther is going to probably close it out really well.
I think Black Panther is going to be great, and I'm looking forward to that. But let's get into what was announced at San Diego Comic-Con, kicking it off with Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. It was announced as well as one of the villains is going to be I forget the character's name now.
MODOK.
The MODOK, yes. There you go. I was going to say the one had the animation, the show on Hulu. How do we feel? We're going to get our first taste of Kang the Conqueror, of course, in this movie. You know, what's the excitement level for Quantumania, Tarek?
I'm not the biggest Ant-Man movie fan.
Okay.
So I'm probably at like a 6 right now.
Okay. I could take a 6. I'm about a 6 myself.
I could go, like, I'm just curious to see how they do MODOK. Yeah. Because in the comic book, he's just a floating gold...
Yeah, brain.
Gold-crested head. I'm curious to see how they do that. But I like Ant-Man the character, so... And I think they're kind of, you know... But he's probably one of the last few Avengers, if you want to quote-unquote say he was an Avenger. So I'm curious. I'm interested. I'm going to see all these films, but my excitement level is probably for this one is lower than some of the other projects.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Joey, what's your level? What's your level of hype for Ant-Man, Quantumania?
I'm pretty hyped, and I got hyped after hearing what, you know, I had my Twitter alerts on all mm-hmm. weekend just to kind of, you know, read what a lot of people were seeing, because there was footage being shown for that, and there's an exchange between Kang the Conqueror and Ant-Man, where Ant-Man tells Kang he's an Avenger, and then Kang responds back, well, I'm a Conqueror. And I heard the whole, like, the minute that... Oh,
they showed footage.
The whole hall went crazy.
They showed footage for it? Like a trailer? Or?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's dope.
That in Guardians, they showed the footage. Some nice. Of the footage leaked, but it's been getting taken down super quick. So you'll probably see, like, maybe 2-second clips of, you know, like, some scenes.
Right.
But, yeah, there's an exchange between Ant-Man and Kang... that had everybody going nuts. I'm not excited about how Stature looks, his daughter in the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is with, like, does Disney or MCU, Marvel have a contract with Converse? Like, does Marvel rock the Converses in her costume? You got,
quite possible.
You know, Ant-Man's daughter out here rocking Converses in her costume? Like, dog, like, is there, like, some Converse deal that we don't know about?
There probably is. Probably is. Michaela, what's your hype level for Quantumania?
I'm pretty hyped. I mean, being able to maybe see Corey come back as a MODOK would be interesting, especially since he was the first Ant-Man. So I hope that he comes back. Seeing Kang in Loki and then now seeing him, you know, full-fledged as Kang the Conqueror, I think is really exciting. So it's my excitement level is probably at 8, so... I'm really excited for it. Now, Cassie, I'm not as excited for. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm like, this Young Avengers stuff or just the kids, I'm like, okay, whatever. To me, I'm just like, it's just like a 4 storyline.
Okay. My hype level is pretty, I'm about the same as like Tarek. I'm about a 6-5, maybe 5.5. Let's see what happens. See where it goes. I think it's important to for the direction of this multiverse narrative. They're probably going to be starting with the quantum realm and all that good stuff, and multiverse and with all the multi Kangs that are in the universe, or the universes, should I say. I'm curious to see what the story narrative is and see what direction they're going to go with it. So definitely important movie, especially for that phase. Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. The hype level for this, Tarek, are you off the Guardians of the Galaxy train, or are you here for it?
No. I'm not off the train. I was disappointed in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I still think they got great chemistry on screen. I still think they're great characters and are entertaining to watch. So I'm probably at a, they said it's going to be the final one. So I'm probably at a, I'm really close to an 8, but I'm somewhere between 7 and 8.
Okay.
Fair enough. This. But I don't want to be at a 9 for like a year. That doesn't make sense.
No, Joey, your hype level for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
It's up there. So it's probably leveled right where with Ant-Man for Phase 5. And okay. I think it's really cool just that we're going to get an origin story for Rocket. We also saw the High Evolutionary pulled up. So obviously he's going to be the big bad of the movie. Mm-hmm. I saw a clip of what Adam Warlock's gonna look like. Yo, that dude is like, yo, man's been working out. Like, he's, and yo, oh, listen, the whole aesthetic and everything is on point, comic book accurate. I'm super hyped. It's sad to see that, you know, this is gonna be like the last time we're gonna see this group of the Guardians. It's not over for the Guardians, but this group. Right. So, all the predictions are up that, you know, who's going to be the one to go, or maybe two to go. But, man, I heard that when they released that footage, too, there was a, I guess Gamora becomes a Ravager, and she doesn't know how she got there or why she's a Ravager, something like that. But I heard that, you know, some of the clips and scenes that they showed over at Comic-Con were pretty intense.
Very cool, very cool. Michaela, how you feel? What's your temperature on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
It's probably like a 5 or a 6, because I don't... there's not much there for me to like be super excited, because I'm obviously excited for the film. What?
Are you going to have a riot if there's no Cosmo the space dog or Howard the Duck?
There is Cosmo. That's what Maria is playing.
Ah, okay, okay.
Baklava, the girl from Borat, too.
Okay.
She's like voicing him, and I'm sure it's just going to be some comedic thing. I think it's... Honestly, she's hilarious. And James Gunn, I trust his process for Guardians. But I don't know. I'm excited, for the film, just film, like Joey said, with the chemistry within the cast. But as a story point for the MCU, I'm not super like excited, because I don't really see where it plays into the MCU yet, like really firmly, other than it being like the end of that version of the Guardians. But we'll see. I mean, I have to see some footage to be able to really feel excited for that film.
Very interesting, interesting. Let's talk about the Marvels. We got a little bit of a little preview with the Ms. Marvel Disney Plus show. What's the temperature on this, Tarek? We got the combination of Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, and Monica Rambeau.
Four, man. I'm at a four.
Yeah?
I'm at a four. Great. Anticipating. I didn't like the first Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel film.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought it was kind of... I was not crazy. It was one of my least favorite... Thor the Dark World takes the title. It's one of my least favorite Marvel films. I like the Monica, the WandaVision Monica Rambeau. I like Miss Marvel and the other.
Well, you had a little drop out there, and you stopped, and the other, you had a little drop out there in the audio. So as soon as you
from the
come
other,
back, yeah,
the,
tell us again.
The other, I like Monica Rambeau, Kamala more as characters right now than their original Captain Marvel. So I'm not that excited for it. Of course, I'm going to watch it, but yeah, I'm not crazy about
it. All right, Joey, what's your temperature on the Marvels? You hype?
Not really hyped. I'm curious to know. I mean, I'm more curious than anything just to know what happened and how, you know, they're all their powers are going to like connect and then kind of be in sync with one another, which is, you know, what we got a glimpse of in the end of the Ms. Marvel series. But yeah, the hype meter is not really too crazy. Haven't really heard too much on it, aside from it just being announced and that all three of them are going to be together. And I don't even think they announced who a villain's going to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, until more news breaks out, I mean, I'm just kind of
All right, Michaela, how was your hype level for the Marvels?
I don't think it's fair for me to give a rating on it, but it's pretty low because, again, if the further things go out, the less I'm excited about it, except for, like, Secret Wars or something. But because it's just, like, I have no idea what it's going to be about, so I'm like, I don't really know. And then when I hear about it, then I'm like, okay, am I excited for that plot line or am I not?
Let's see what happens. Well, here's another one. I'm a little bit hyped for Blade. We get to see the MCU version of Blade. Tarek, what's your hype level, man? This has been hyped for a long time, this movie.
Yeah, I'm hyped for this one. I like the actor. To me, Blade is we're talking about all this stuff now because Blade was a success.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see somebody put another spin on it. I think we've had enough time. And I'm hyped for this, to see the spin they put on it.
Okay. Joe, what's your hype level for Blade?
I'm hyped. Three things, though. How are we introducing vampires? That's what I'm really curious about. Two, I hope they bring Wesley Snipes back to play Whistler. That'd be fire. And three, like, yo, they better have a dope-ass intro that can top the original one. Because the blood coming down on the sprinkler system, that was crazy.
Yeah.
In the nightclub.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That was about to see. They got to have a nice intro.
Yeah.
Do you think that Blade might be the first rated R MCU film before Deadpool?
That's a good question.
I would think so. I would think so.
I don't think Feige's not opposed to dropping these rated R joints. He put Deadpool 1 and 2 on and Logan on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I think it could be.
How you feel about what's your hype level for Blade?
I mean, I'm excited, but I mean, I don't appreciate Blade as much as you guys do. It's not that I don't like it. I didn't really watch it. I didn't watch the film when I was younger when it came out and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm not super hyped for it, but listen, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's exciting that they kind of teased it in Eternals, the Eternals.
Yeah. Right.
So, it'll be a fun time.
We'll see what happens. Joey, help me out. Why is Deadline giving me an untitled Marvel movie for February 16 when the graphic is no...
Because the timeline has empty slots.
But the graphic doesn't have an empty slot. I know on the next Phase 6, there's a couple empty slots for some untitled movies.
Well, what is it? Ironheart? I don't see Ironheart on the Deadline post.
I guess they separated the movies from the shows. So it's kind of maybe that's it.
I don't know, but Agatha's right there.
Yeah. So Ironheart, we already got a little glimpse of Riri Williams in the trailer for Wakanda Forever. What's our hype level, Tarek? Are so-so about these Disney Plus shows or what?
Yeah, I'm so-so on the shows. I think shows aren't for my demographic. I think these shows aren't for my demo. Okay. So it's hard for me to even... It's Marvel, and I don't think Ironheart's going to be like...
We saw Ironheart in Wakanda Forever trailer, mm-hmm. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you feel about the... What's your hype level for Ironheart? Definitely going to get Ironheart before we get anything Armor Wars, so it's going to be interesting.
Who are you asking?
Michaela, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking me? About what? Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to Joey.
Ironheart.
I mean, I'm here for the ride when it comes to Disney Plus shows.
Fair enough.
I'm no longer going to put an expectation out there because I might get disappointed.
Joey, Ironheart show, how you feel about it?
So-so. I'm probably in the middle. Okay. It might go up depending on how things play out for Black Panther.
Right.
But I gotta be with Tarek, man. I don't think these Disney Plus shows have really been for me. I'm more of the film guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more into the films. I mean, some of the shows, like I think WandaVision was very good.
Right.
You know, it's just a select few, but I don't know. It's just weird to me that these characters are like on like a show.
Okay.
I'm just so used to watching all the MCU movies in theater.
I mean, we're getting Disney Plus in that span. We're getting Disney Plus shows back to back to back. That's very interesting. But the next show is Agatha Harkness show, The Coven of Chaos. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. I'm interested in that one. I kind of want to see more of the backstory on Agatha or even if it's going forward or whatever. Because, you know, I think it's very interesting because I guess Wanda's occupied or dead. We don't know.
Probably not dead.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're doing Agatha.
Yeah,
that show. I don't know what the purpose is.
Well, I think just, if she's dead, if Wanda's dead now, or she definitely doesn't have that control over the spell that, I think Agatha probably got released. You know what I mean? From whatever.
Are
spell
we interested
got
in the
on.
Whole Agatha? That's my thing. I think it was like a popular character on a show that was popular, and it's like, let's make her own. It's you know, I don't know.
I think it might stand on its own. You know, it might just have nothing to do with the actual, you know, multiverse thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure it will, but I'm just saying, we're reclaiming for that.
Yeah.
We're reclaiming for Agatha and Echo.
That's true. Well, we are getting a Daredevil show. We are getting a Daredevil show. Born Again, Disney Plus. They already announced all the original actors are returning for the show. What's our hype level for some more Daredevil, Tarek?
I'm very hyped for Daredevil. They can be violent as they were on Netflix. But I will say this. I thought out of all those Netflix Marvel shows, Daredevil ended the best. Like, it had a very clean ending for me. They kind of left things open, but it was a very clean ending. It's like...
Okay.
Once you Joey, keep going.
I hear you. Joey, what's your hype level for Daredevil?
With Tarek, if they can, you know, execute it the way they did in the Netflix series, I mean, I'm totally down for it. It's cool that we're going to get to see him in She-Hulk. We got to, you know, and I like that little ending in She-Hulk, the new trailer that dropped.
She-Hulk, and we didn't talk about She-Hulk because it's part of Phase 4, actually. She-Hulk, we're going to get that soon. How did we like the trailer before I move on? Michaela, first off, tell me how you feel about Daredevil, and then we're going to step back a little bit. No, we're not quite in order.
I'm really excited for Daredevil. I mean, I think we all really loved the Netflix show. Like Tarek and Joey said, but just bring back the writers for the love of God. I hope that they bring back the writers. I hope they don't try to like reinvent the wheel here and try to like get their own people, because it's like whoever's in that writer's room for Daredevil did a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
For like what, 3 seasons it ran for.
Right.
And so I just hope that not only, because this is what makes me upset about shows or movies or whatever, they'll be like, yeah, the original cast is returning. Great. What about the people who are behind the scenes? Because an actor could be so good, but not as good as the who's directing them or what's written in the script.
That's
so,
a good point, Michaela. Very, very good point.
Thanks.
Yes. Very, very excellent point. I want to go back up.
18 episodes, too.
Yeah, that's going to be long. Wow. We're going to get a lot of Daredevil. We're getting him in She-Hulk. We're going to get him in the Echo show, which I didn't talk about. I want to backtrack to that. There was another show also announced, so we knew already it was coming. Secret Invasion. We're going to get that around the same time as Quantumania drops. What's our hype level for Secret Invasion? We're getting back... we're getting some... the Skrulls back. And I'm kind of excited for it. I enjoy the Secret Invasion comic book story. I'm sure they're not going to do exactly the same. Tarek, what do you feel about Secret Invasion?
So this is going to be the a television show, correct?
Yeah, this is the Disney Plus show, yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. I'm curious.
Yeah?
Curious. You know, I'm not like overly hyped for it. Yeah.
The comic book storytelling of Secret Invasion is really great, man. I really recommend if you want to, you know, like get the graphic novel or something.
It's giving me some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. vibes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how into it I'll be.
You're saying some, maybe one or two of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. characters will be returning for the show. It is possible. It is rumored. Joey Franchise, what's your level for? What's your hype level for Secret Invasion? Are you here for it?
I'm here for it, but I would have preferred for it to be a movie. Like you said, I think the story in the comics was it was really intense.
It's really great, man. It's really intense, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't know how well it's going to like come off. You know, be executed on, you know, for Disney Plus, but I could be wrong. You know, we'll see what happens. But I'm curious. I'm with Tarek.
Okay, Michaela, are you here for Secret Invasion, or that's a skipper for you?
I'm excited. The only really excitement I have about it is like, okay, who are they going to try to pull off as a Skrull the whole time?
Probably Daredevil.
Yeah.
Wow. I just want to know. I'm like, who are you? Who are
That'd
you?
That'd be
now?
Crazy. Though.
And then in his show, he's born again because he's back. See, bam! Yeah, look at that.
The Netflix.
Put me in the writer's Daredevil, room, baby.
That's how you write the ship.
Yeah. I'm interested for Secret Invasion. Definitely. I think I, of all the Disney Plus shows, I'm that and of course Daredevil. I'm definitely here, bro. I don't know about this Echo thing. I don't know about this Echo thing.
I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not crazy about it either. Joey, tell me why.
I honestly think it's it's just a nudge in the right direction of how they're gonna, you know, they're gonna introduce Daredevil and all those characters from the Netflix show into the MCU. So this is kind of like the training wheel step as to like, you know, leading up to Daredevil being in, you know, leading up to his Disney Plus show.
Right.
I'm not overly hyped for it. I wasn't really too, you know, crazy about Echo in the comics or anything like that. I thought it was cool in the Hawkeye series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with her connection to, you know, Kingpin and whatnot. But right. I just honestly think it's just to hold off the Daredevil fans, and you know, Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox are going to make appearances in it. And that's all anybody and personally, like I feel like that's all they really care about.
I'm definitely not too hype about this Echo show at all. Tarek, do we need this Echo show?
No, I don't care about Echo.
And that's it.
Tarek wasn't really that interesting in Hawkeye. I mean, it was just...
Yeah. It All right.
Yeah, she wasn't that interesting. Respectfully, like, she wasn't that interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Michaela, are you going to skip the Echo show, or are you in for it?
Oh, I'm not skipping anything.
Okay.
But I can't.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think.
If you had to skip something, though, because of life,
we're gonna skip anything.
Would Echo be very high on your list?
To skip?
If you had to skip anything.
I can't say that. I don't know. I can't skip any of those shows. Right. Like, I might hate it. I might be like, oh, this was really terrible. But I'll be like, I saw it, though. Because, God forbid, they might have something in there that they're going to reference in a future project. I'm like, damn. Because the minute you do something,
right,
all the dominoes keep tumbling.
I want to find an image for
it. And that's the beauty of what the MCU's built, you know what I mean? Right. Like, now you can see all these characters, and now they're making you care about characters that you don't really care about. So we're going to force you to watch the show because it's going to tie into something. Hence, you know how it happened in Ms. Marvel, man, that big mutants drop. I mean, that was the payoff. Like, this is the reason why we needed you to watch this show.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get the image.
But okay, now I have a question for all of you guys. Mm-hmm. If Disney Plus was around from the start of the MCU, what movie from the MCU do you think would have been a Disney Plus show instead?
Interesting.
That's a great question.
Great question.
Probably. Ooh, it hurts me to say it. Probably Black Panther.
What?
Wow.
Really? That's, you think, wild. It would have been a Disney Plus show?
What do I think? I think they would have wanted to explore the whole world of Wakanda. I'm not saying the movie would be better as a show. I'm saying if they had it from the beginning, what would they make a show? That's the question, right? What would they make a show instead of a full movie?
Yeah, which one would have been a show?
Yeah, Disney Plus movie.
Yeah, they would have done Black Panther.
Yeah. I think they would have did Black Widow.
Yeah. I think Black Widow would.
I think
they would have liked to have done it on Disney Plus, but they kind of like, oh, we'll do it in movies just to, appease the actors.
Give her flowers.
Yeah.
Listen, Black Panther is legendary in what it did for a black director, a black cast, like that. But there are a lot of, if they had an easier way out, they might have taken it. They'd be like, okay, well, we'll just make the money, like, you'll be fine. But, like, right. Black Panther was scary because it was a hard sell for foreign markets in particular, not necessarily here in the States. So the success it had is, like, broke down a big wall. But if they didn't break down that wall prior, they might have been like, just make it a television show, we'll be fine.
That's right. Who knows? Who knows what could have happened? Let's get into the announcements for Phase 6.
Damn, we just skipped over Captain America.
You're right. Sorry, we went to Captain America. Yep.
That's why Black Panther would have been a show. People can't take it. They can't take these black leads.
Hold on, let me find the image for that.
Now you're good. I mean, you're messing.
I know you're right. No, I wanted to talk about that. This is why I do the show with people, so they can remind me.
Oh, that's the only reason.
I
am absent-minded.
That's the only reason.
I am very absent-minded. What the heck is going on here?
I'm going to take over, Joey. I'm going to take over here. Captain America: New World Order. Are you guys hyped for the new Captain America?
Nah.
No, nah. You're not? Really?
I wasn't really hyped about how his suit looked, to be honest with you. Like, it looked very, it looked kind of cheesy. I'm not going to lie. It looked kind of cheesy on camera. Comics, it looked cool. And on screen, it was kind of cheesy. I'm not going to lie. But, it's so crazy, and the reason why my hype level is not where it should be probably is because we're so like in this multiverse galactic kind of realm in MCU that, you know, anything like street level is just kind of like, okay, like, we're not, you know, traveling multiverses, we're not, you know, flying up in outer space, tackling demons that are trying to, you know, kill gods. You know, like, this is like street level stuff. This is more like political.
Let's be real here. This Captain America, he don't have no powers, cuz. He got,
yeah,
he's a paratrooper.
No serum.
Paratrooper, no serum. No serum. It's
he's
just
Batman.
Not,
without, he's, I don't know how much money he got. But
he don't have no Batman money. He couldn't even buy his sister that boat. He couldn't buy that boat.
That's right. He's Batman with no money, man. Listen, nobody wants a broke superhero.
He's Blank Man. Nobody he's Blank Man money. With some wings.
Blank Man with wings. Crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm here for it. I hope it's done well. That's all I ask. I hope it's interesting.
I think it will be. There hasn't been a bad Captain America film yet.
Right.
Yep, so, all of those were directed by the Russo brothers. Just wanted to say. So.
Oh.
And the Russo
and
brothers.
Then Michaela comes in for the...
the reality.
The guy who wrote and directed, the writers and the director from the TV, from the Disney Plus series is coming back to do the movie.
I don't know. It's gonna be painful.
This but then we Captain get... America is coolest as the head of the Avengers. It's cool. We'll see his different leadership style when he's the event, like on the Avengers. But Captain America, this version by himself is not doesn't draw you in like, you know,
there must be some sort of team up that obviously we don't know about yet. There must be.
Yeah, there's got to be, yeah.
No, it's just going to be like a bunch of boardroom stuff.
Well, it makes sense that it would lead into Thunderbolts, so I think that's going to play a part.
Right, yeah, great point.
And they come right, like, they're right, one's right after the other.
Yeah, one's in May 2024, the other's in July. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
See, another reason we can't skip these Marvel shows, man.
You can't skip not one of them.
Nothing.
But then we get what's been highly scooped. Talked about. Yeah. Thunderbolts. I think we saw the tea leaves, what you like to say, you know, the tarot cards, you know, we saw this coming in the future, possibly Thunderbolts here. What's the hype level for the Thunderbolts, Tarek?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about Thunderbolts.
No? It's okay?
Yeah.
They're doing it. It's a movie, right? Is it Disney Plus or a movie?
Yeah, that's a movie.
Yeah. It's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan in the comics, so it's not like a...
Me neither.
I'm not a fan of the line in the comics. So yeah. I'm not, like, overly hyped. But again, I'm seeing everything. But I'm not like enthused. You know, they call it Marvel's version of the Suicide Squad. Okay.
It's Diet Suicide Squad.
It's Diet Suicide Squad. Joey, how you feel about the Thunderbolts?
Suicide Squad Zero. I'm not, and I wouldn't say I'm not here for it. I probably, I don't know. Maybe it should be a Disney Plus show, but then again, I mean, what we got after that? That's the end of what we get Fantastic Four next.
Yeah,
that's
the end. We get into the Phase 6 graphic here, and then
I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, but again, it's Marvel Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how much power that team really has outside of like Abomination, who I think is gonna just. I don't even think they're gonna do Red Hulk. RIP William Hurt. I think Abomination is gonna probably fill that void. I think it's going to be a lot of the villains that She-Hulk is going to represent in her series.
Yeah. That's probably going to be the sequel or whatever to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a little,
and I don't know how hyped I am.
To know what that story is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know how hyped I am for that. I don't know if, who is it? Peggy Carter's niece.
Is it her niece?
Yeah. The one that was orchestrating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think she's definitely going to be in the
Sharon Carter.
Sharon Carter. She's definitely going to be in the next Captain America movie. Yeah, I don't think she's going to play a big role in the Thunderbolts, but I could be wrong. Let's put them. Then after the Thunderbolts, ladies and gentlemen, we get the Fantastic Four in the MCU, and I'm sure the hype level is really high for a lot of people. Finally, finally, the Fantastic Four gets represented at the MCU officially, and that's a long time before we get a Fantastic Four movie. Tarek, what's the hype level? Where you think it's gonna do? They're gonna do the Fantastic Four justice at least?
I think the Fantastic Four are awful characters. okay. I think it's a challenge to honor them in the comic book, what they are, and to do a good movie. Because in the comic books, they're corny and cheesy, and they always were. The thing that made Fantastic Four really, really cool later on is when they had Franklin Richards and all this other thing started happening. It's going to be tough. But I trust Marvel to pull it off. So I'm excited to see what they do.
Okay. Fair enough. Michaela, I forgot to let you chime in about Thunderbolts, and then tell us about how you, what's your hype over Fantastic Four 2 after.
I'm just on the fence about it. I think it all could have just been a second season to, you know, Captain America and the Winter Soldier type of thing. I think it could have been just a series, but that's my take on it. But it could have been a you know, ink and paper thing where maybe Anthony Mackie didn't want to be Captain America and was like, I'm with Marvel. Like, here's some money. Here's a show and movie. And he's like, oh, okay, let's do it. So I'm thinking it might have a contract thing that they're kind of putting this out there. But I think so.
I don't know about
that. I don't know. Something just makes me think that it was like a money / contract thing to do.
Okay.
But
so Fantastic Four, though, do you think... Okay, yeah.
No,
yeah, I definitely think it could have been a series, too. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully the movie's great. Hopefully. Fantastic Four. You think the MCU is going to do the Fantastic Four right? What's your hype level?
I think they'll do it right.
Talking to me?
It'll be the best Fantastic Four movie we've seen. It's probably the best
Fantastic
Four movie we've seen, because obviously the first one... that was made was very corny. Very corny.
The first one wasn't bad. It was just
the next
good.
One that came out.
Next one was all right.
And
then the third one, the John Trask one.
Our nice, good, Fantastic Four.
Joy, this will be the fourth, I know you've been super excited.
Fantastic Four. Yeah. Sorry, Fantastic Four, and then Silver Surfer, and then the new newish Fantastic Four, and now this will be the fourth.
Yeah.
Okay. Joey, I know you've been excited about Fantastic Four, so what's your hype level? You think the MCU is going to do the Fantastic Four justice?
If anybody's going to do it justice, I mean, I'd rather trust the MCU than what the hell the Fox did with the other three.
Yeah, I know.
Shitty
Kevin
movies.
Feige's not going to go out like that. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how they pull it off. We'll see, man. I don't know how I feel about the Jason Segel casting as a thing. I kind of would hope that they're all like pretty much.
Is that a rumor or an official casting? So that's the question.
That's the rumor right now.
Yeah.
Apparently he's making his first appearance in the She-Hulk series.
Okay.
The Thing at least is making an appearance in the She-Hulk series. That's the rumor. And Jason Segel's I think mo-capping and voicing it, so.
Okay.
We'll see. Interesting. I still need to feel like more plot leak. I'm hearing that maybe Doctor Doom won't be the villain of this movie.
Oh.
Out the gate.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting if they're going to go to Dr. Kang or get into Secret Wars without no Doctor Doom. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, because I feel like we've seen Dr. Doom in every one of these Fantastic Four movies that have come out.
That's true.
He's always been there and always been the main, which, I mean, he's obviously the highlight villain in their rogues gallery. Like, what, him and Mole Man? You're going to do a movie on Mole Man?
We're not ready for Mole Man yet.
Mole Man.
We're not ready for that moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. We'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens.
I'm in the middle right now. I need more details. I need deets.
Mm-hmm. We got at least three untitled movies, Marvel movies. What do you think they are? Besides, of course, what we announced previously, we're getting the first Avengers Kang Dynasty movie, and then the infamous Secret Wars Avengers movie, and 2025. Man, will I still be alive by then? I don't even know.
That's crazy.
But what do you think these other movies could possibly be? These other spots? You think they're going to throw some mutant to give us that mutant movie that they didn't announce yet?
Shang-Chi 2.
I think. Yeah, Shang-Chi 2 for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Ten Ring Show.
Yeah. A show. Oh, yeah. Disney Plus show.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Probably. Yeah,
all your speculation, too. Guys. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And
Eternals.
Eternals.
Eternals 2?
Eternals 2. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess.
That's your guesses? Any other?
The media other ones, speculation? The ones that are like so obvious.
Yeah. Wakanda series?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Any more speculation? Give it all. Put it all out there.
I'm not going to be baited into saying what you want me to say. Like, I don't think any of these are X-Men movies.
No. Okay. I think X-Men come after
What about a mutant show?
I think the X-Men come into in between, somewhere between Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars.
But do you think it's going to, like, tease the X-Men to go to Secret Wars?
Yeah. I think the X-Men are going to come from a different... I want to say they're going to come from a different dimension.
Yes. And the Collide.
Okay. We're good. We're good.
Now, I feel like the mutants might start the next phase.
Yes.
I would like that. I would like that as we get a little bit of them maybe in Secret Wars because of another multiverse.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we, bam, mutants are here now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
We might get another Spider-Man film, but I don't know if it'll be on there.
Oh, we might get a Spider-Man film.
That'd be maybe a nice way to kick off summer, too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Doesn't Spider-Man rock the black suit in Secret Wars?
He supposedly, well, in the comic book, he gets the black suit in Secret Wars, during Secret Wars.
Yeah.
There you go. Summer, I'm calling it summer 2025, right there, right after Kang Dynasty.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of those slots are either going to be Disney Plus shows or sequels.
Yeah. I could see several Disney Plus shows in there, yeah.
Definitely. A lot, at least 3 or 4.
I think Armor Wars will kick it off.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Armor Wars has been announced.
Right before Fantastic Four. They did assure everybody that's actually going to be still be coming out because everybody was freaking out that.
They didn't see it on the graphic. Yeah.
I'm not overly excited about the word Avengers anymore. I just don't know who the Avengers are going to be, and there's been a lot of debate about it on platforms about like, well, you got to have new characters. I know, but I don't feel like any of the characters we loved are going to be in the Avengers. Maybe Thor.
I think it's going to be.
I'm not like overly hyped about seeing the title "The Avengers" on anything.
Yeah.
I'm more hyped about what's underneath the subtitle right there. Kang Dynasty strikes me. Secret Wars strikes me. I don't care who's involved in the movie. Just the idea of that, them putting those stories on film is attracting.
I have an idea. One of those films, or in the next phase, will probably be another Civil War.
Civil War 2. That's a thing in the comic books as well.
Yes, with Captain Marvel.
That is a thing. That is a thing in the comic books as well. Civil War 2.
Civil War. Young Avengers. I think might be a series. Mm-hmm.
I think Young Avengers will be a series, but after these Avengers.
I think these Avengers,
maybe in between. I think these Avengers are going to be kind of like a bridge between the old team, some of the old members, and some of these new kids that they're introducing.
Yeah, now. Secret Wars might be this version of Endgame, where it's like we're going to see a lot of the ones that we're seeing grow and like start to get to that phase where they're going to either die or just go off the grid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. I think that's it as far as Marvel. I want to talk about the animation stuff that they announced the day before because I'm kind of hyped for the animation stuff. I liked some of the announcements they did for that. They of course we already knew we were going to get X-Men 97. Tarek, how you feel about the continuation of X-Men 97, and I'm going to get into some of the things that they announced.
I'm here for it. I'm cool with it. People have a short memory and don't remember that X-Men the animated series ended really bad.
Yeah. Didn't like Professor Xavier, like he went into space?
Yeah, it ended really badly, and they changed the animators, and through all this. So it depends on where they pick off that, you know. But I was a little wary of the way it looked on the. It looks a little weird to me, but
yeah. So I got up a little bit of the preview of the animation there, the continuation there. I guess Storm gets a new hairdo.
Yeah.
For the show, which is cool. A lot of the original look is going to be the same. We get here a look of us. One of that character, he was in the new one, Sunspot. Yes.
Morph.
Cable. Morph is bald now. Morph Cable. Bishop. Nightcrawler.
Remember they killed Morph
in
like
dope.
The first episode?
Yeah,
but he comes back. They found out he was actually alive. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta.
No
you gotta
one
watch
really dies.
Yeah, right.
He really dies in the comic books. Come on, Joey. And then apparently,
that's how Magneto's
going to be.
Look?
Yeah, he's going to be the leader, the new leader of the X-Men. And that's his look right there. And that's very comic accurate as well.
He looks like a Targaryen.
Yeah. let's see. I don't know, but I kind of like all this. This is, of course, the antagonist. Mr. Sinister is going to be the main antagonist. Yeah, he was in the original movie, the original series. Wasn't Mr. Sinister in some of the episodes?
Yeah. There was a whole thing where like involving like the Savage Land. I think he like crashed Cyclops and Jean Grey's wedding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rewatch them right now. I need to keep rewatching them as well.
Yeah, me too. I got to finish. Yeah. I think I stopped watching the cartoon when after that saga.
Yeah, no, because it got bad, Joey, to be honest with you. It got
bad. The leader of the Morlocks, too? That's this lady on the right?
Yeah, remember her, yeah.
Yeah, the new leader of the Morlocks, whatever.
Was that Emma Frost?
Here's a slide at... Yeah. Which one?
Emma Frost.
Yeah, Emma Frost.
And that's the dude from...
San Sebastian?
That's Kevin
Sebastian Shaw?
Yeah, Shaw, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's the lady in red?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, me neither. Probably some anti-mutant.
I thought it was somebody, just a current congresswoman, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, some anti-mutant thing. But here's a look at the classic look at the Sentinel from the show and stuff like that. So yeah, so it looks like it's gonna be pretty dope. But besides X-Men, they also announced the I Am Groot little five short little show there. That's going to be kind of cute, I guess.
Classic example of Disney Plus is not marketing you, Tarek. Take your old ass to the theater.
There is the show that you could say, oh, if you had to skip any.
Right, yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's my daughter to watch.
Yeah. This is going to exist for you, ladies and gentlemen. I Am Groot, little animated short.
Yeah, that little bird thing is going to be sold in Disney stores around the globe, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not mad at him either.
Disney's way of trying to sell new toys.
Yeah. Amen.
Always.
Let's get into the real big announcement for the animated panel was the Spider-Man Freshman Year show. We're getting a look at Peter and all his friends here. Apparently, this is kind of like another universe, maybe?
Yeah, I thought last time we spoke about this, it was supposed to be like a prequel show.
Canon.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's going to be a prequel show because...
It's not at all.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a different take, a different universe.
See, Osborn visits.
Right, there's an image of that. Here's an image of Norman Osborn. He's going to be a character in the show. Doctor Strange is going to be in there. They even show. There's an image that's just not in this internet site of him.
But Daredevil
the scene from
will
Civil War.
Be voiced by Charlie Cox.
I want to show everyone. That's the look for Daredevil in the animated show. He will be voiced by Charlie Cox. Has been announced officially. And I don't know. I'm kind of hyped for it, man. Something different, even if it's just a different universe thing. You know, I don't know. What do you say, Tarek?
Yeah, Disney Plus. Yeah, I don't care about this project.
No, not even Norman Osborn. A different take, comic book accurate.
I want Peter And maybe he is. It says freshman year, so I don't know what freshman year it means. Is it college or whatever?
Here's
I don't
the suits.
Know.
Some Spider-Man suits.
Definitely high school.
Yeah, yeah, let's open these Spider-Man. Some of these Spider-Man suits. Help me out, Joey.
I'm out.
Whoa, yeah. I mean, I've only seen the white one before playing the game. I don't know these other ones, though. This is nuts. I know
the black one is that one that's that stealth one, maybe?
The noir. I don't know.
I'm trying to look at the Funko Pops. So I know Dominic has like practically like every Spider-Man one that I couldn't find.
Come on, you got the Mikayla with the pops.
I have to. I can't see. Dominic's not home.
The ones on the end, on the left and the right end. I'm mm-hmm. like, what the hell are those?
Yeah, I just hope they're from like different universe, maybe some Spider-Verse.
Probably.
Thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see. I like the villains. The villains look dope. One of these is a tarantula. One of these is tarantula. You got Scorpion. With Doc Ock's going to be the main one. Tombstone. Chameleon. Yeah. Okay, I'm hyped for it. I think it's going to be dope. I don't see how it won't be interesting, at least. You know what I mean? But we have the What If Season 2. I know you weren't a big fan of What If Tarek, but are you soft now on a Season 2 or nah?
I'm cool with Season 2. I just got to see what happened to Gamora anyway, regardless.
Right.
I guess kind of threw her in there. I actually liked the end of What If. I like the way they tied it all in together, so I'm here for Season 2.
They showed a whole episode there in the hall over there, so I don't know. We'll see. I didn't hear any bad feedback about it, but there's no graphic or anything that I could show anybody here. Joey, what do you feel? The continuation of What If Season 2?
I don't know. I wasn't really too crazy about the other one. Like, yeah, it's cool. Like, all right, these stories of, you know, what could have happened if this scenario turned out to be this one. But then it starts getting repetitive, and I think it's a waste of, you know, who's the guy that voiced it? Jeffrey
Wright. Okay, wait. There was the Jeffrey trailer Wright. They deleted.
I feel like it's a waste of an actor. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could be doing so much more in the MCU. I'm pretty sure they could have given him a better gig than that one. Right. I mean, just hearing him narrate in the beginning and say something in between and at the end is totally a waste of his talent. I'm not too crazy about it. It's literally just something to hold me off.
I'll take it. You know, we're gonna get a little bit of Marvel 1602, which is kind of like a Victorian kind of, you know, what if Marvel superheroes were in the Victorian age, I guess, or whatever, or in that past. We're gonna have they showed some shots of Hela, Peter Quill, Talo, an old Bucky Barnes as head of S.H.I.E.L.D., T'Challa, Tony and the Hulkbuster on Sakaar. Valkyrie Korg, Grandmaster, and a fateful fight between a Conqueror Odin and the Mandarin wielding his 10 rings. That's going to be dope. I think that's going to be cool. Look at that. Mikayla, you're all right on What If Season 2, or that's a skipper for you?
No, I think it's really exciting. I mean, I like the majority of the episodes from What If, or say half of them, whether they were good. I mean, I think it's exciting to see some storylines play out that we will not necessarily be able to see in the MCU. I just hope that they're voiced by the actual actor. I always love them. If Chadwick Boseman could voice Black Panther, I'm sorry, what are the other people's excuses?
Well, I think that was done, you know, before he passed away.
No, I'm not saying after his death.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have technology now. They can reproduce people's voices now.
So I know.
Who knows what they
do. I do like when the actors come back to play them as a voice, because it's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult to get them into a booth, especially if they're on set doing something somewhere else. They could rent out a booth like real quick. It's Marvel.
Yeah.
They have all the connections. They're like, oh, you're filming something. The Warner Bros. Lot. We reserved recording booth number 1A. Just go in there, record these lines, and you're good. I'm excited about it. I love it, and I mean, leading into now Marvel Zombies,
they did show showed an episode of Season 2 of What If Captain Carter fighting the Hydra Stomper. It was kind of like a what happened with Winter Soldier, I guess. you know, kind of.
Well, it was Angulum. A Steve that was in the
stomp. Yes. Yeah, this one was Steve, but that was, you know, the what if, I guess, the Hydro Stomper went bad, I guess. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if the show is good or not. But definitely what a lot of people are excited about is Marvel Zombies. Marvel Zombies is their first officially going to be rated TVMA show. But we're going to get an animated version of this. And there's some we got some preview animation, a character preview animation here. Some of the characters that will be on the show. Yeah, what's our hype level for Marvel Zombies, MA rated Marvel Zombies, Tarek?
I don't care at all.
No, don't care at all. Just all extra for you.
Yeah.
Joey, how you feel about some Marvel Zombies, man? You here for it?
Out of all the, well, I mean, I'm more hyped for the X-Men cartoon, but this is probably second in line, just off of the, you know, more mature audience. And mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, like, how all these, you know, how old girl was it, Awkwafina, survived the zombie apocalypse. Like, this is crazy. Well,
maybe it's another universe that just happened to be taken over by zombies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, this is crazy. Like, a lot of the Shang-Chi cast survives the zombie apocalypse in this universe. It's wild.
Yeah,
they got the rings to totally like go through every zombie.
Are you sweet on some Marvel Zombies, Michaela, or are you just?
Oh yeah, that was the episode I was most excited for in the What If show.
Really?
And I just love. I don't know. I love seeing like the MCU like superheroes as survivors. That was not just like seeing them be heroes or creating their own alliances, probably, but also we're seeing superheroes at once superheroes that are now zombies, and that's what I loved about the episode, just seeing like Wanda just totally annihilate all these people because she's just a zombie and she's, I mean, she did that in Multiverse of Madness as a regular human.
Yeah, sure.
But as a zombie, it's like there really is no conscience.
Yeah, we got a little preview to the madness of Wanda there in that Marvel Zombies episode.
Right.
But we're gonna wrap up the show, guys. Unless I'm forgetting to, we're gonna talk about anything. I know there was a cool comic book announcement. Guess Todd McFarlane and Jim Lee are gonna work together on a new Spawn Batman crossover on the comic book world realm. That was kind of a cool announcement. Other than that, I think that's it. I think we hit everything.
I have to say they announced the Avatar.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. The new animated version of that as young adults, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for
that. This is what I was the most excited at all Comic-Con stuff. And it was that. Because that's the thing I've been waiting for. Like, I want to see adult do whatever thing and the crew and see what happens in between. So I'm hyped about that.
I'm hyped for that. I want that. I'm there for that. What about you guys, Michaela or Joey?
Because I never watched it. Not because I think it's bad, but I just not an anime person. And it's a stretch for me to even watch these Marvel animated shows. So, the only really animated shows that I watch are like Solar Opposites or something, or like South Park or Simpsons. Where it's
my wife is not into the anime either.
Not really paying attention.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like the anime stuff either, or animated things. She's like, you know. What about you, Joey?
As Avatar. Far as the animated,
yeah, Avatar, animated. Not the blue people talking about the Last Airbender.
Yeah, I know. I'm all set. I never really was a fan. I remember I watched the live action movie one time, and I was just completely disappointed.
You see, you ruined your introduction to it, man.
That live action is notoriously bad.
You still got time, man. You get into the Nickelodeon one.
No, it's too late now, Joey. You made your bed.
I'm good.
Don't go in now. It's not worth it.
Man. Tarek, you saw Nope. You saw Nope in theaters right now. Give us your quick review of Nope real quick.
Oh, man.
Was it a nope or was it a yep? Was it nope or yep?
It's a possibly maybe. It's a possibly maybe.
I never trust that you
say. He's a great filmmaker, great cast, but I think it has a very M. Night Shyamalan feel to it.
Ooh.
So it feels a little different than the other Jordan Peele films. It depends on what you want.
M. Night Shyamalan Sixth Sense or M. Night Shyamalan Signs? Or The Village?
Like Signs. Like Signs. It's a very Signs feel to it. And very interesting is like a lot of messages and stuff in there. So, yeah, I think it's a good watch. I think it's a good watch. But if you're like, well, I want a horror film, this is not it. If you want a purely science fiction film with some drama in it, that's kind of what this is.
Okay.
So
it's not going to make you jump.
It's not going to make you jump?
No.
Good, because my girl was like worried about that. That's why we held off this man.
Yeah.
But yo, if you had to ask, if you had to like rate or rank your Jordan Peele movies from this, was Candyman a Jordan Peele movie or he just produced it?
I think he produced it.
Yeah, I don't think he directed it. So if you had to
directed it,
if you had to rank your Jordan Peele movies, where do you put this one?
This is last. This definitely last.
So you like Us better than this?
I like Us better than this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I really like Us. I know some people didn't. I really liked Us.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Michaela, I know you watched Gray Man on Netflix. So give us your non-spoiler review of that.
It was definitely a made-for-on-demand thing. I'm glad I didn't go to theater okay. because I think it will tarnish the people that's in it. Heard of films that they've been in. I saw some other reviewer before I watched. I saw some other reviewers say it was like a Jason Bourne like ripoff. I kind of agree with that, but it was like a multiple thing where it was like you could blatantly see like where they're getting inspiration from. I'm saying inspiration lightly, where it was just odd in the sense of story where they push you right into the story and there's no chance for you to like fall in love with the character and really enjoy the ride that the character takes. It just like throws you in there and you're like, oh, okay, we're jumping into it. We're supposed to feel this guy and I don't have any feeling for this guy. Kind of like Ambulance to me. It was very like a Michael Bay filming to with the drone shots and the movements out of control. So.
All right. Fair enough. So if you just subscribe to Netflix and you want to just watch it, I guess
got that thing queued right here on my list. And I feel all bad. I just take it off. I got it queued up on my watch list. Damn.
I'll watch it.
I mean,
all right, guys.
But first movie. This is the first ever movie that my husband fell asleep during. He never fell asleep during a movie ever.
Wow.
That might be a no-fly zone for me.
Ever. And
wow.
And he has no.
All right, guys, let's sign off. Because
going back to watch it. That was
okay. Wow. All right, let's sign off, man. Because I know Joey Franchise is live on the air right now. Joey, let them know how they can keep up with you.
At Joey Franchise, you see it on the Blue Bubble, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch, and on Wild 94.1 app, wherever you are, you can listen. Out here in Tampa, 7 to midnight, Monday through Friday.
All right, excellent. Tarek, let me know how they can follow you, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on YouTube.
Excellent. Michaela, let them know how they can keep up with you.
Follow you. Big on Instagram. And then YouTube, Adult Adventure. But so I'm so sorry about bashing this movie. I feel horrible now.
I do love the
actors in it.
I don't feel bad.
I love the actors and I love the Russo brothers. But right. the movie
wasn't for you. It wasn't for you. That's it. It's speak your truth, Michaela.
I sometimes get podcast and I'm like, sometimes I get off this podcast and I'm like, oh my God, what did I just say? These people are like look at my name one day and be like they're bashing like all of our movies.
Wow.
Entertainment, the industry
should
get hired.
Wow. All right, guys, you guys can keep up with me at DJ Sweetie JR on socials. Thank you so much. Give us a subscribe on our YouTube channel, Geek Culture Congress. Give us a look up there, three words, and you'll find us. Okay, real simple. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the live show. Of course, we do this every Monday afternoon, God willing, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are live, Geek Culture Congress. Follow the podcast. So if you just like to just listen to the podcast, we have a bunch of reviews and a bunch of exclusive stuff, interviews, and more coming soon. Thank you so much for being a fan and hanging out with us here today. Y'all have a good one. Have enjoy the rest of your week. And Monday, I don't know what we'll talk about, but we'll talk about something. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye, y'all.
Peace.
Have a good one, everybody. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.